Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media,
your place for faith, inspiration, community chat, and more. Tune into LICMC Radio at licmc.net. Spots available. Call 248-701-0885 for info. Touch and agree with us in prayer anytime with the Prayers Up Club. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click Prayers Up Club. Finally, stop by our store for inspirational gifts for your friends, loved ones, or gift yourself. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click our store. Now we send it back to Irene, CBiz Media. Faith, love, and trends. Thank you.
Hey fam, so this is my quick take on 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Hello to my 90 Day Fiancé family, for you guys that follow the show. But it is a reality show that follows couples, one from America, one from another culture or country. They go through a 90 Day Fiancé process in order to get married, to get the visa, to get the American dream. And this is the Happily Ever After segment of the show. They each have their own franchises under the 90 Day umbrella, but this is the Happily Ever After, which follows the couples after they take that big leap, or they're about to take that big leap, or after they've solidified their relationship. So here we go. Ed and Liz don't really want to talk about them again because they've broken up once again. Ed has canceled the wedding 2 months in advance. Pretty bold. Not a big fan of Ed. Lauren and Alexi, they have 3 kids back to back, been together for about 10 years. Lauren's gonna get the mommy tuck situation thing going on. But I really wanna focus on Rob and Sophie and Kobe and Emily. With Kobe and Emily, they've gone to Cameroon, where Kobe's home country is, with the family. The family seems to accept Emily, but they want to do a Cameroonian wedding there in Africa. The only people that aren't accepting Emily at this time is Kobe's friends. They're saying she's basically a bossy white lady, gonna take over and take control of the family. She doesn't have the same mindset as women that are from Africa, from Cameroon, and she's basically gonna take over the relationship and take over everything, which is against their beliefs, or basically their system. I don't think it's the belief, it's just the way that they're used to doing things. So Emily, at the end of the day, confronts these guys. They seem like they're trying to throw a wrench into their relationship. Kobe is kind of hanging on his friend's side, but he's still trying to be good with the wife. So I'm not sure how this situation is going to end, but I do say that I'm showing a lot of love to Emily for standing up for herself. And they should have more respect for her and treat her more like the woman that they think she should be. And they should have more respect for women, whether they're white and from America or whether they're from their own country. I don't think that they're not cussing her out, but they're just giving her a really hard time, not trying to see where she's coming from, not trying to see that she's coming from American culture and background, not trying to work with her, and just basically judging her and judging Kobe's situation and what his life will be. But they have 2 kids already. They've been married for 2.5 years. So I don't think Kobe will be foolish enough to let his friends break up his marriage. Emily doesn't even want them at the Cameroonian wedding that they're supposed to have. They're married, but they haven't been married in Cameroon, and the family wants to see that happen. So I give love to Emily, and hopefully she's able to get through this. Hopefully Kobe kind of has her back a little bit more. I don't like the way Kobe doesn't have his own wife's back, and he could be a better middleman than he is. He's more, you know, on his boy side, saying, he's saying basically, my friends are coming to my wedding no matter what. I'm not going to get married and my friends aren't going to be there. Well, then maybe you can put the olive branch out there. Maybe you can unite them. Maybe you can make things better so that this can be a beautiful day, not only for your family, your people in Cameroon, but for your wife and her family as well, and your new family. So, I mean, you got 2 kids with this person. So let's see if Kobe will man up in this situation. I hope that he will. And And I hope that Emily doesn't have to do all the heavy lifting alone, as it appears she has been doing thus far. There's also other issues of him possibly, when they were dating, he was still seeing his ex, who was from Africa, at the same time as he was seeing her. You know, he says that's bull. His friends brought that up. So his friends are really trying to kind of mess him up. And I don't think he sees that. I think he's still on his friend's side for whatever reason. And I just want to see, you know, him step up at the end of the day and make everything right, squash this whole situation. And I want to see a happily ever after. I want, you know, when he first came to Cameroon with Emily and the kids and her parents, they were received so well by his family and loved so well by his family. I want to see that love again. And I hope that that can happen in that country, in that culture, where these two cultures collide, but the love is there and it's a beautiful thing and it's a bond. Definitely want to see that again. I hope I see that again. And now I'm going to go to Rob and Sophie. They're very messy. They're very childish. They're very, you know, being like kids again, and they're like they're each other's first loves. And honestly, it seems like they weren't ready to get married, especially Sophie. Now she's only 24. She was 23 when this whole thing started on the original 90 day. Now we're following their happily ever after journey. She tells us she's bisexual. She tells us at this time her and Rob have been out in and out with their relationship so much because of his online cheating, connecting with other women online, looking at their sexual videos. All these things has caused her to, you know, go stay with her friend who happens to be a lesbian. And so he's home by himself. They've moved. They've got a better place. He's by himself waiting for her to come back. Then another issue comes where her friend from somewhere in England or Europe or the UK, one of those countries that she's from, is somewhere over in Europe. Sorry, guys. I just don't have the full statistics, logistics, but all respect and all love for all countries. But her friend comes over and it's a guy friend, so he's already not happy about that. But he finds out in conversation as they're meeting up that, you know, they did used to date when she was a teenager. She's 24 now. So, I mean, she says she didn't think it was a big deal. It was a short time they dated. They're really just friends. But Rob was like, he was sore for the fact she never told him this information. So Sophie has an issue with not telling things. And again, she has another issue with not telling Rob the full truth about her sexuality. She said she never explored her bisexual side, so she's never explored the side with women, but she lied about that as her friend kind of questions her and says, okay, Rob and Sophie, they're now trying to make it work. She moved back in with him after the whole fiasco with the friend coming over, and they've gotten through that, so they're back in the same house together trying to make it work. But her friend who she was staying with, who's also a lesbian, was like, you know, how's everything in the bedroom with you and Rob? How are things going now that you're back together? And she admits it's been 6 months. Ever since they've gotten married, there's been no sex. And why? Not really sure the situation of why. She seems like she doesn't know why, but she was very reluctant to tell the truth on this. And her friend kind of pulls out this information about her saying, you know, her friend's like, well, have you explored the other side of being with women and all that? And she said, well, actually, I haven't as far as dating, but I have been sexual with women. And that's something that she never revealed to Rob. She just said, you know, I have these feelings, but she never acted on them. But turns out she has acted on them and she knows what it's like. And she's kept that from her now husband. And she had plenty of time before to tell him the truth, the full truth, nothing but the truth, because she told him that she had those feelings. So why did she not just pull the full bag out? She says, you know, this may be a bad time. We just got back together. I'm not going to delve in that and tell him that I did this. So there's a lot of tit for tat. There's a lot of keeping secrets. There's a lot of lies. There's a lot of things going on between these two that they just really need to grow up and kind of find themselves before they end up getting married. But now that they're married, they have to suck it up. They have to work it out. They have to make this work. At least they should give it all that they've got. And they really have a lot of growing up to do. This looks bad. And hopefully it doesn't spill the end for them and they can get through this. But they both need to be more transparent. They both need to be more honest. They both need to man up, woman up, because this is marriage you're here at the end of the day, and it's not a game. Here at CBiz Media, we're all for love and marriage. We wish the best for all the couples at the end of the day. We want things to work. We're all faith, love, and trends here. That's what we're about. So again, we're always hoping the best, rooting for them. God bless this whole situation. God bless your situation. If you're in a loving relationship, or if you're not, or you're single, you know, we're always rooting for love, and we want the best for everybody, and we want the best for you. And we thank you guys for hanging out with me, listening, sharing. If you have any thoughts, any comments you want to be on with me, we can talk about this, other topics connected to faith, love, and trends. Please do email me, connect with me anytime at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. We'll talk more, guys. All the best. God bless. This is Irene.